Welcome back to The Mindful Hunter. I'm your host, as always, Jay Nickel. And we are at part two of our four-part Sitka versus Stone Glacier series. And today, we are going to look at the ambient hoodie and the Cirqlite jacket. But before we do that, a little bit of housekeeping. If you missed it, you can go watch part one here, where we looked at the core lightweight hoodie against the Avro synthetic hoodie. As always, this review, along with all my other reviews, are brought to you by Mindful Reviews. This is the online gear review platform I've built from the ground up. Currently have 272 members. If you join, you get access to raffle tickets. Lifetime members get entered into a monthly draw for premium gear. You get to participate and help select the gear reviews. And on top of all that, you get access to phenomenal forums, a great community, lots of like-minded gear nerds and hunters, and we're all just trying to spend our money more wisely and trying to become better hunters. Mindful-reviews.com. As far as this specific raffle and review series go, I will remind everybody, I am raffling off a four-part apparel kit from either Stone Glacier or Sitka. So you can put together a four-part kit from either one of these companies that will consist of a pair of pants, a base layer, a mid layer, and then a static insulation layer. And somebody asked me yesterday if you can mix and match between the companies. 100%, you can do whatever you want. If you know what you want, you just pick it out, I'll get it shipped to you. If you don't know what you want and you want a little bit of help, I will hop on a Zoom call with you. We'll look at your hunting type, the terrain that you're going to be in, your body type, your experience level, and I'll help you pick the pieces of kit that will be most beneficial to you and your hunting style. So if you want to enter that raffle, go check the description below. There will be a link to Mindful Reviews to where you can get a membership and buy raffle tickets. Or if the raffle is closed and all the tickets are sold out, there will be a note there telling you the raffle is closed. However, when I launch each video in this four-part series, I've saved an additional 20 tickets for the release of each video. So no matter what, if this video just went live and you want to participate in the raffle, pause, go have a look for tickets, buy your tickets, come back and watch the rest of the review. I can assure you, every piece of kit that I'm reviewing in this series is well worth owning. So I guarantee if you win the raffle, you will find four pieces that will suit your needs. Now, I want to make a couple notes about the particular layer we're reviewing today. I put these in a classification that I refer to either as active insulation or dynamic insulation. So these pieces could be your outer layer in moderately cold temperatures, or they could be your mid layer in extremely cold temperatures. And they're the type of insulation that you can wear while hiking. Once we get to the next piece, which is like the Kelvin Aerolite jacket or the Stone Glacier Grumman Down Puffy, you would rarely, if ever, hike in those pieces because they're just too hot. So this is a very dynamic piece and it can be worn or taken on a variety of hunts from kind of early season to late season, depending on what function you want it to play. The other thing that I will note is that these are really some of the first pieces to come out that I would call hybrid pieces. They're multi-fabric, multi-textile. They utilize different types of insulation. Some of them have different fabrics on different parts of the body. This is really the next generation of hunting apparel. And I really think we're just at the beginning of this phase of the evolution of hunting gear. And these are some of the most advanced pieces out right now. So keep that in mind as we look at these pieces. So to remind everybody, I have assessed these two pieces across 12 different categories. Those categories are price, weight, materials, warmth, breathability, durability, fit and feel, construction, features, options, packability, and odor resistance. Now, along each one of those categories, the winner in the category gets a 1, the loser in the category gets a 2. The piece of apparel with the lowest score at the end is technically the winner. However, much like I said with base layers, I don't believe that one of these pieces is objectively better than the other piece. I think that different circumstances and different types of hunters are going to prefer one of these pieces over the other, depending on the situation that they find themselves in. So my job here and what I tried to do is describe where each piece excels and where it doesn't perform as well, so that armed with that information, you can make a better buying decision based on what type of garments you prefer for your individual hunting style. So let's dive into this. First up, pricing. The cert comes in at $239 USD and the ambient comes in at $279 USD. So the ambient is 17% more expensive than the cert. So certainly a difference, but not as steep of a difference as we saw in the base layer where there was almost a 60% discrepancy in price. But keep that in mind, the ambient is, I'd say, moderately more expensive. Next, we get on to weight. I did find this interesting. So the cert is advertised in size large at 15.2 ounces, and the ambient is advertised in size large at 13 ounces. Now, I don't have larges, so I couldn't weigh those exact figures. However, I do have double XLs in both pieces. Now, in double XL, the cert weighs 17.6 ounces, and the ambient weighs 13.8 ounces. Now, if you go based on advertised weights, the cert is 17% heavier than the ambient. However, when I weighed my two double XLs, the cert is 28% heavier than the ambient. Now, that's an increase of almost double what the advertised specs are. Now, there could be some kind of shift in the weight, but you would think generally the proportions of difference between the two, like the ratios, should have stayed the same regardless of what size you're in. Like, obviously there's going to be a bigger absolute difference in ounces between the double XL and the XL, but the percentage difference should have stayed the same. Another way of looking at this is that the double XL in the cert is 16% heavier than the large, and the double XL in the ambient is only 6% heavier than the large. So either way you shake it out, there is a significant difference between the advertised weights in the large and the expected weights of the double XL based on that advertised weight. So my guess would be Stone Glacier's advertised weights are a little bit out, maybe by an ounce or something, not the end of the world. It is important to note here though, that in the XL, the cert is almost 30% heavier than the ambient. Another way to put that is that the cert is 3.8 ounces or almost a quarter of a pound heavier than the ambient. So Sitka is going to take first place in that category. Next, we move on to materials. I found this really interesting and helped explain some of the discrepancies I was finding between the piece. So let's run through the cert first, then the Sitka, and then we'll talk about some conclusions that we can make. So the synthetic insulation in the cert is Primaloft Gold, coming in at 60 grams per square meter. What I could not find is how much of that insulation they actually put in the jacket. Like, we know the insulation itself weighs 60 grams per square meter, but how many grams of insulation or how many square meters of insulation are actually in this jacket, I don't know. The face is 15D weather resistant Pertex, and there is also a breathable micro grid fleece among kind of on the side panels where you need a little bit more breathability and a little bit less insulation because your arms kind of tend to cover those areas. Now, the ambient, so it has 100 grams of Primaloft Evolve in the jacket, which is just over 3 ounces. And the face is a 20D ripstop nylon and also has a DWR coating. So first, let's talk about the discrepancy between the insulation. So classically, Primaloft had a silver, bronze, gold levels of insulation that you can use. And just recently, I think as early as last year, it came out with this Evolve technology, which is its active insulation technology. So the gold tended to be a more classic layered insulation, whereas the Evolve Active is closer to what the Aerolite gel is. It's more like these fibers that are interwoven that gives it a greater loft and increases breathability without increasing the weight. And when we start talking about breathability and heat retention and moisture management, we're really going to see that the Evolve Active product from PrimaLoft is definitely superior to the Gold. I still think the Gold is an industry standard. I think it's a fantastic synthetic insulation, but it definitely doesn't keep up with the Evolve Active. Up next, we have the Face Fabric. Now, what's funny is that if you had asked me previously, based on feel, which of these fabrics was more durable or thicker, I would have said the Circ Light Jacket. It just has a stronger feel to it. So that's very interesting. And that might be one of the things that keeps the ambient so proficient at breathability and moisture management. But technically, 20D is stronger than 50D. Now, you start getting into some proprietary technologies, and I don't have a lot of knowledge about Pertex, this particular face fabric that the Circ uses. So it is possible in reality it's more durable than the 20D used in the ambient. When we get to the durability section, I'll have a more deeper conversation than that. But overall, tighter weave on the face fabric for the ambient and a more technologically advanced insulation, and arguably more insulation than the Circ. Now we're going to go along to warmth. Now, what is funny here is that I think I gave the edge to the Circ in warmth because I tended to get sweatier in the Circ than I did in the ambient. And I would tend to have to stop and take the Circ off more often when hiking than I would with the ambient in similar kind of weather circumstances and terrain circumstances. Now, I don't want to say that's fully because the Circ is technically a warmer jacket. I don't think the Circ breathes quite as well as the ambient does, which actually results in it having a higher degree of heat retention. So while it is warmer, there's a little bit of a caveat there that it's kind of due to a lack of breathability. One of the nice things about the ambient is that when you put it on, you tend to forget that you're wearing it. You can hike a little bit, you can stop a little bit, you can move around, you can go up some steep terrain, and you never really, you got to start getting pretty aggressive or in pretty warm temperatures before you start to sweat out in the ambient. Whereas the Circ, it definitely required more mechanical manipulation. Like, I was definitely taking this off and putting it on in order to maintain and regulate body temperature than I was with the ambient. That being said, it did still prove just a touch warmer. So now we move on to breathability, which I feel like I've kind of already discussed. But the ambient, it definitely has a greater degree of breathability. And I find it is almost counterintuitive. Like, you think you're going to start sweating out and you just don't. And it also facilitates, I would say, faster drying of your base layers than the Circ does. Now, I want to take that with a grain of salt because I was wearing the Circ primarily with the Avro synthetic hoodie, which is slightly thicker and doesn't evacuate moisture quite as well as the Core lightweight hoodie. So I feel like both the Sitka pieces are geared to dry a little bit faster, and both the Stone Glacier pieces are geared to keep you a little bit warmer, a little bit longer, but that results in them not drying out quite as fast. So I'll give the edge and breathability to the Sitka piece. Now, for durability, I gave this a tie. Again, like with the other piece, I've been running the ambient for quite some time now. I've beat the hell out of it in multiple different hunting environments, and there's a little bit of wear on some of the fabric. Like, you can see a little bit of piling here and there, but really only in the high wear areas, like across the shoulders where the shoulder straps of your backpack are. Shockingly, I've never punched a hole in this thing. I don't know how. I've gone through extremely thick brush on multiple occasions. And you would think, based on the feel of this face fabric, that it would tear easily, and it just doesn't. And I haven't really heard from anyone else that their ambient hasn't held up as well as mine. I get a lot of DMs saying, I don't know, man, this doesn't really look durable. Can I trust it? And my response is always, listen, man, I've had mine for a pretty significant amount of time, and it's held up really well. That being said, I do feel like the Cirque has a slightly heavier feel to it. When you pick these two up, and if you just went with your gut, you would think the Cirque was a stronger jacket. Like, it has a tougher, more rugged feel to the exterior. It's closer to a soft shell jacket than the Ambient is, where the Ambient almost feels closer to a more classic grid fleece. Like, it has that hoodie mid-layer feel to it, where the Cirque is a little more robust and has more of an outer layer feel to it. I was also pretty aggressive in the Cirque. Lots of brush busting and not a single mark on it, not a single tear, and zero piling, even in the high wear areas. But again, I haven't run it as long as the Ambient, so it's not really an apples to apples comparison. Okay, moving on to fit. This is where these really kind of tend to separate themselves. So the Cirque definitely has the superior fit. And I find this is a little bit of a trend with Sitka versus Stone Glacier. Stone Glacier tends to have more athletic fit to their garments. Sitka tends to be a little bit boxier. The base layers were exactly the same. Part of this has to do with the construction, which we're going to discuss in the next category. But the Cirque has very clear shooter sleeves. Like, the forearm is very fitted, where the entire sleeve tends to be a little bit baggy in the Ambient. Now, I'm primarily an archery hunter, and I've shot animals wearing the Ambient. I've shot my bow lots wearing the Ambient, and I've never had an issue with it. So it's not like it's that baggy, but it is notably more baggy than the Cirque. Now, some people who wear an extremely heavy underlayer as their primary base layer might find that a little bit constricting, but I don't think that's going to be the case with most people. The hood on the Cirque is a little bit nicer. It's a little more anatomical, and it doesn't tend to fall down in front of your eyes. And again, I think it's because this fabric tends to hold shape a little bit better than the Ambient fabric does. And I did find the hood design of the Ambient, I don't like it as much as the hood design in the Core Lightweight. Now, obviously, one's insulated, one's not. They're completely different fabrics. They're going to have a bit of a different fit and feel to them. But I do prefer the hood of the Cirque over the hood of the Ambient. As usual, the Stone Glacier piece is a little bit longer. And for me, it's the perfect length. While I found the Avro hoodie to be maybe 2 inches too long, this Cirque light jacket is perfect. Gives you enough seat coverage, doesn't ride up when you're wearing a backpack. It's great. The Ambient, to me, is a little bit short. It could use another inch or two. It does have a tendency to sometimes ride up. Now, I'm wearing double XL in both of these garments, and it's the biggest size available in both the garments. I'm 6'1", 240. I definitely think there's room for growth. Like, you could be a bigger guy and still fit into these, but not that much bigger, you know what I mean? And I do believe the Cirque fits a little bit bigger than the Ambient. So if you're one of those guys that's like bridging on 6'2", 6'3", getting up to 260, 270, my guess would be that the Cirque would be a better fit for you than the Ambient, because I'm closer to maxing out the Ambient than I am to maxing out the Cirque. So as I stated at the beginning, overall, for me, the Cirque has the more athletic fit and the one that just fits my body better. So now, moving on to construction, we can explain why some of those differences occur. Much like with the Core Lightweight versus the Avro, the Ambient hoodie is a single body panel construction. So it has no seams on the entire body panel. I really like this from a failure and a bulletproof design perspective, because it gives you fewer failure points on the garment, less seams to rub out, all kinds of things. However, it limits their ability to give it an anatomical or athletic fit. Now, the hybrid design of the Cirque, there's side panels, multiple body panels, different seams, and when you hold it up, you can see that it has a tailored fit to it. In addition to that, I would say that the construction of the Cirque is a little bit beefier in general compared to the Ambient. When you look at the seams, there will be seams that will have 2 and 3 layers of threads in the Cirque. They will only have one layer in the Ambient. Again, Sitka has a trend of having this kind of minimalist approach. And when we get to like the packability section, and we've already got to the weight section, it starts to become pretty clear that If you're looking for a more full-functioned piece that has a greater variety of features, the Cirque is going to take the lead. If you're one of those guys who's looking for a minimalist piece with the best warmth to weight ratio that just does the job you want it to do, the Ambient kind of takes the lead in that regard. Now, let's discuss some of the features that each garment offers. So the Ambient only has one pocket. It's a chest pocket. I mean, I never really use a chest pocket. You could put some stuff up there, I suppose. Whereas the Cirque has four pockets. It has two external pockets and then two internal mesh pockets that you can use for maybe drying out gloves and stuff. And the thing that I at first didn't like about the external pockets but then came to like is you notice they're elevated. So the first time you put your hands in them, you're like, this feels weird. Like these should be down 6 inches further. And then you come to realize, oh, it's because when you put your pack on, if the pockets were lower, the pockets would get covered up. But you know how you give your jacket that little tug after you tighten your hip strap just to give yourself a bit of room so you don't feel like your jacket's kind of squeezing down? As soon as you do that, you can still use both pockets. So if you stop to, you know, do a quick glassing session and leave your pack on, or if you're, you know, bugling and hanging around for a bit and your hands are getting cold, you can still use the pockets of the Cirque with your backpack on, which I like a great deal. Another thing that we've already mentioned that sets the Cirque apart a little bit is the hybrid design. So it is more fully featured. It has different body panels with different fabrics. I think it sets it apart a little bit. In addition to that, the micro grid fleece is treated with Polygene, which is an antimicrobial silver salt treatment that they finish products with that has been shown to reduce odor over time in garments that you sweat a lot. Something else I quite liked about the Cirque is that it has an additional stretchy portion on the cuffs. This is kind of nice for when wearing gloves because you have a little bit you can tuck in underneath the gloves. It also creates a tighter fitment around the wrist so you have a less likelihood of kind of debris or moisture kind of rolling back down your forearm. So it's a nice additional feature. And then finally, the Cirque has a full zipper, which makes it more functional because you can take it on and off. You don't got to pull it over your head, but it also does add some more weight. And I know for me, when I'm looking for this, the kind of bare bones pieces, I don't buy a lot of full zips. In fact, the Ambient was really designed as a replacement for the Kelvin Active jacket, which was one of my favorite pieces Sitka ever made. But one of my problems was I didn't think it required a full zip. I would be really interested to see the Cirque in a hoodie with a slightly more minimalist design to it. I think it would get closer to the weight of the Ambient and it might be a more apples to apples product comparison. But overall, you do got to give the edge to Stone Glacier here. It is a more feature rich garment that has more versatility to it. So looking at available options, the Sitka comes in 5 colors in total. 3 different types of camos and 2 solids, and it is available in 6 sizes. The Stone Glacier only has 2 colors. They're both solids and available in 5 sizes. So in the options category, Sitka is going to take the lead. Now, packability kind of surprised me. I rolled both these up earlier as tight as I could. I measured them and the Sitka came out about 10 to 15% smaller when fully compressed compared to the Cirque Light. I thought it was going to be a much bigger discrepancy. Like when you hold these, you feel like the Sitka is going to be able to pack down much tighter. But again, as I mentioned, I think there's a little bit less insulation overall in the Cirque than the Ambient. And I think that's ultimately the cause for this, is that because the insulation is spread out over the entire garment, it feels very lightweight, but when you go to squish it down, it's only ever going to get so small because that insulation is still there. The Cirque, however, uses a micro grid fleece on, like, I want to say 30% of the garment, and that is a much smaller kind of surface area than all this insulation through the body panels, so it allows the garment to be more packable than you would assume. But again, Sitka would take the lead here because it is, even if only by a small margin, still more packable. Final category, odor. Now, I wouldn't typically be assessing the odor fighting capabilities of a mid layer because I've never really had a mid layer that got overly stinky on a hunt. But when I did this, when I designed the 4-part series, I wanted to assess all the same categories over all of the 4 garments so that it would be very comparable, you know, review to review. So I have to give the edge to Stone Glacier here because they use Polygene on the micro grid fleece. That being said, neither of these garments have ever gotten stinky on me. So while they get a point, I wouldn't really let it lead my buying decision. Okay, so when we add up all 12 categories, the Stone Glacier comes out on top by a margin of 1. So the Stone Glacier had a score of 17. The Sitka had a score of 18. So by the narrowest of margins, the Stone Glacier eked out a win on this one. However, as I mentioned, that doesn't tell the whole story to me. So I want to give you kind of my final thoughts and wrap-ups and why I think one of these garments might be better for you depending on how you hunt or depending on the terrain and the weather that you might be heading into. So first of all, just a general note. There's a trend that I'm starting to see develop here as I put these Sitka and Stone Glacier garments head-to-head. In general, Sitka tends to adopt a more minimalist design approach. So it has fewer body panels, fewer seams, whereas the Stone Glacier tends to develop a slightly more complex approach. Now there's benefits and deficits to both of those approaches. While the Sitka products tend to be a little bit lighter and tend to breathe a little bit better, they also don't have the same quality of fit, and they've gone a little light on some of the seams, and I could see potential issues there at some point during the future. And while the Stone Glacier tends to not breathe as well and might be a little bit bulkier, it allows for a much more athletic fit, and the feel of the garments in general tend to be a little bit superior. So which one might I recommend? I think if you're a soft shell jacket guy, you're really gonna like the Cirque Light. You're gonna like it for its versatility. You're gonna like it for its warmth to weight ratio. The fact that you can take it on and put it off. You don't gotta pull it over your head. There's a lot of benefits to this if you're gonna treat it as a soft shell. However, if weight and functionality are your primary concerns and you tend to be like a minimalist backcountry guy, I gotta give the edge to the Ambient here. Even though it's a little bit more expensive, it's lighter, the warmth to weight ratio is a little bit better. I really like the minimalist design. The fact that it's slightly more breathable really, you know, stands out for me. But I'll give you an example here. I am going on a Colorado second rifle mule deer hunt in a couple weeks. I'm bringing the Cirque. This is not a crazy backcountry hunt. It's going to be mostly day hunting from the truck. A little bit of bivy hunting if necessary here and there, but even then it's only 2 or 3 days. So having a couple extra ounces in my bag, not a big deal. But the versatility of the Cirque, I'm going to be getting in and out of the truck all day, being able to take it off, put it on. It, you know, maybe slightly better wind protection because it's not quite as breathable. The Cirque for that particular hunt, I just think stands out as a winner. In contrast to that, if I was doing a big backcountry hunt, if I was going on a 10, 12 day sheep hunt and I was really counting ounces, for me, the Ambient would come out on top. So again, you're going to have to answer for yourself which of these pieces, you know, what type of hunting do you do most often? Or is there a specific hunt that you're buying the piece of gear for? Like, this is one of my frustrations doing gear reviews and having people DM me people all the time. They're always looking for the perfect gear. Like a question I get asked a lot is like, what's the one shelter I should buy? And the thing is, if you buy something to try and do everything, what happens is it doesn't do anything particularly well. It's just like a middle of the range at everything. So I think it really serves you to try and force yourself to make a difficult decision and buy a product that has the specific qualities you're looking for that's going to help you the most in most of your hunts. The final thing I'll say about the Cirque is that if you're looking for more of an everyday piece, like sometimes it's hard to justify spending money on hunting gear because we're only going to use it a couple weeks out of the year. The fact that the Cirque Light is a jacket for me makes it far more versatile. Like again, let's go back to this Colorado second mule deer hunt. I'm going to be leaving BC kind of end of October. I live in Vancouver. It'll be like long sleeve weather. Who knows how cold it'll be. By the time I get to 10,000 feet in Colorado, it could be very cold. So that drive down there, you're getting in and out of the truck, you're filling up with gas. I'm going to want some type of soft shell with me to take on and put off. Cirque Light fits the bill perfectly. So I do think the CirqueLite is a slightly better garment if you want something that you're going to use year round, or at least during the fall and winter months. You can buy the Ambient in a solid color and use it for the same purpose, but I find it annoying to constantly be taking off and putting on hoodies, whereas a jacket with a full zip, while not my first choice for the backcountry, provides more versatility overall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. My kind of take and field-tested review on the Sitka Ambient hoodie versus the Stone Glacier CirqueLite jacket. If you could do me a favor and support this content, jack it up in the algorithm, like, comment, share, subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. And as always, until next time, thank you for tuning in.